And this morning in Studio A2, very happy to welcome first-time visitors to the station, at least. I'm not sure if you guys have been to Ann Arbor or not. Run River North is here.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. Were you here at any point in your previous incarnation, or is this your first visit, period, to Michigan?
We stopped by here on the way to another city in Michigan to play, and I remember eating at Soul Street because it was the only Korean restaurant we could find. We're probably going to go back there right now. So.
Okay.
But yeah, we haven't played here.
I think you did Acoustic Cafe, is that correct?
Oh, just kidding. We played. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Acoustic Cafe. Oh, man.
Well, that's not a performance that people can come see, per se. It's something that we recorded. That's a show that we do here on the station. It's actually one of my favorite shows. So.
It was really fun to do it there.
I'm sure
it was.
It's
a great little studio.
Well, the band has a record that actually came out back in February, but I just got it on Monday. So I'm a little behind, but I can't say anything bad about the CD at all. I can tell you, I'm loving it.
Thank you
so much. It's been in my car for the last couple of days, repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. I'm like, I can't wait till they come visit me. So they're here. I'm going to let them do a song, and we'll talk a little bit about tonight's show with the Blind Pig as well and the CD. What would you like to start with?
We're going to start with Monsters Calling Home.
All right.
Heavy to the beat of a broken drum, digging for worth in a land under a foreign sun. The children call bitter words of a strange tongue, and hearts down, they're walking heavy till the dying's done. Trembling for blood to dream. And would they know of a deep that cries too deep in the night? The night, oh, they call in the night. The night, oh, they call now. Nobody knows how they beat. They beat their chests to the sounds of their broken hearts, crying wolf under sheepskins, reaching up and across, stomping their feet, never letting up the dust, choking up their lungs. Told to be a father, growing up into a fatherless son. Oh my son, won't you come, won't you come. Son, oh my son, won't you come, won't you come. Son, oh my son, won't you come, won't you come. Son, oh my son, won't you come, won't you come. Oh, hear the monsters calling home. No, they don't want to be alone. But the closet they keep closed, swallow the keystone. Nobody knows how they be.
Woo! Incredible. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Monsters Calling Home, the band that used to be called Monsters Calling Home, Run River North in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. People are going to run down the hall wondering what we're doing down here pretty soon. Actually, next door, they're going to come knocking on the door and go, wow, what are you guys doing in there?
Nice.
That is just what incredible stuff.
Thank you
seriously.
So much.
And I got to say, for the bands that you might be compared to, for me, this is the best band of this genre.
Oh,
just
man.
A very enjoyable record all the way through. You're not yelling hey at me every 30 seconds. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
So really, great stuff. So tell me a little bit about the genesis of the band. When did it start? Because I don't think it started out as a six-piece. In fact, I think, Alex, you were kind of aren't you the
Oh, yeah.
The beginning?
I just kind of, what happened was me and Joe, actually, we were on a road trip to Zion Narrows in Utah.
Stop for 1 second. We should introduce everybody, and then
yeah.
They'll know who Joe is.
That's true.
I'm sorry about that.
My name is Alex, and I play guitar.
My name is Sally, and I play keys.
My name is Joe, and I play the bass.
I'm John, and I play the drums.
I'm Jennifer, and I play the violin.
I'm Daniel, I play violin and guitar.
Nice to meet all of you. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Didn't mean to interrupt the story, but there's no point of reference for who
That's
Joe
true,
is. So.
Yeah. Joe is our bassist, and we were going camping, and then we talked about our parents and families and found that we had some similar skeletons in their closet. So that was the beginning of Monsters Calling Home, the song. And then there was this competition in L.A. to play at the Nokia Theater, which was a beautiful venue.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to audition that song, and I wanted to kind of fill out the stage because it was such a big venue. Obviously, I got Joe on board. I knew John and Daniel from different bands. And then Sally, it was just mutual friends. And then Daniel introduced me to Jennifer, I guess because violin circles are pretty close-knit in the valley of L.A. And so we all got together. We auditioned the song. We got in. We competed, and then we lost to this guy with two yo-yos and a hip-hop track. But we had some good blog support, and people really wanted to see our show and see if there was anything else that we had. So we just kept going, and ever since then, it's been about 3 years since that mighty loss to the Yo-Yo Man.
The So I can, in my head, pictured a different story. Like maybe it started as a duo and just kept adding members as you went along writing music. But it sort of formed as pretty much as a full six piece.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what I thought. I thought maybe you met in college. You all had similar interests. Maybe all classically trained.
No,
nope.
Yo-yos.
Yeah,
yo-yos.
Yo-yos. It was over a loss that we all got solidified. Yeah.
All right, so where does the inspiration for songwriting come for you then?
For me personally, it comes from just my family. I listen to a lot of singer-songwriters. I don't know. I guess just lyrically, you read a lot of books. You soak it in. It just comes from everywhere, I think, but mainly from family and stories that I can relate to and that are part of my life. And I know that's
everybody else writing songs too?
Yeah, it's pretty collaborative in terms of what's going on for the next album. I think everyone is. Anyone else have any good stories of influence? You know, it's the weird thing is that I think because we started with Monsters Calling Home and it was about immigrant families, I think that's what really drew everybody else to that particular song. And then what kept everyone going was the fact that there was more to it and there was a lot of different layers and a lot of different influences that could keep coming on, and nothing seemed wrong with all those influences from everybody. So.
Well, the band's on tour. They almost played St. Andrews Hall because St. Andrews Hall said they were opening for Boy and Bear, but they weren't.
Yeah.
They're playing tonight at the Blind Pig and tomorrow out at Calvin College, one of their venues out there as well. Would you like to do another song from the record?
Yeah, sure. This is Growing Up from the record, which is also in theaters in a movie called The Good Lie with Reese Witherspoon.
Cool.
So it's at the climax of the movie. So.
All right, Run River North in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
To be won for the love you find at home, work to be done for you rest your weary bones, finding peace don't come to everyone I know, so I will love in this life till I finally have to go. Said I will love in this life till I finally have to go. Well, I know I have lived just a wrinkle of my life,
and I hear so many times. It'll be over if I blink twice. Please forgive, but don't walk off that plank stuck in your eye. I've got my life to love, and I'm here to take what's mine. I've got my life to love, and I'm here to take what's mine. Growing up, child, is just a matter of time. Giving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. I'd rather give it freely to the ones that I call home. I ain't scared, not afraid of the world in front of me. I found my way without your help. The broken family, I'll take my breaks with my sins. Do as I do, please, with my friends till the end. There lies my loyalty. With my friends till the end, my lies their loyalty. I used to close my eyes to what stirred under my bed. Now they're open wide to the monsters in my head. Instead of claws, they whisper lies, sinking fear in quiet steps. So I'll fight in the light till I give my final breath. Said I will fight in the light till I give my final breath. Oh, I will fight in the light till I give my final breath. Said I will fight in the light till I give my final breath. Growing up, child, is just a matter of time. Giving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. Rather give it freely to the ones that I call home. Growing up, child, is just a matter of time. Giving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. Rather give it freely to the ones that I call home. Child, is just a matter of time. Forgiving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. I'd rather give it freely to the ones that I call home.
I'm so glad you guys found each other. Run River North, live in Studio 82, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Beautiful harmonies. Great songwriting, too. Just fantastic. No reason not to go to the Blind Pig tonight. Really, not at all, because this is going to be a great show. You can get an idea by watching some of their videos. And I noticed, the first thing I noticed about you guys when you got here is that you weren't dead, because I thought you were, after watching one of your videos. Perhaps you got shot in the eye, or...
Yes. Murdered by Diedrich Bader.
Or Oswald from the Drew Carey show.
True,
that's
yes.
Kind of, that's who I think of him as, personally. I posted that video yesterday to let people know that you guys were going to be here. So if you haven't seen it, if you haven't watched the video that I posted, check our Facebook page to find out about that one. And then actually I posted a video for the single you're going to play next as well.
Oh, thank you.
We also have another video actually for the first song we did.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. It's like a montage of things that, you know.
Our tour life.
Yeah. It's like around the time we released the album, so.
We just keep releasing too many videos into the air. So.
I don't know about that, because it does seem that in today's, I've been part of the music industry since 85, record store first, but long story. Anyway, the way that you have to get people's attention has changed dramatically. And it's not enough just to be talented and be able to sing and play and you have to be able to figure out how to market yourself if you don't have a machine to do it for you.
Yeah.
Well, your machine worked pretty well. Apparently, the whole Honda video thing was really kind of probably the reason you're standing here right now, isn't
it? It's very true, yeah. We have some really great friends over at Honda and their ad agency who we, even after they punked us and, you know.
We should tell that story because I know the story.
Oh, yeah. So what happened was before we had a label or anything, we decided to be our own kind of video makers. And one of the songs that someone requested was a Black Keys cover. And then we did that in my Honda CR-V and found that the acoustics were good, the video looked great, and it looked different from stuff on YouTube. So we decided to kind of level up and then realized a lot of us drove Hondas. And so we recorded, the idea was to record everyone in their own Hondas with their own instruments and kind of make a montage. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of fun with it. We pretended like it was sponsored by Honda, and then Honda found it. Their ad agency cooked up this plan to kind of punk us and pretend that we were going to play for Honda executives, but actually we played on Jimmy Kimmel Live, which, you know, Jennifer cried in the video, and I probably cried off screen, and we played, and it was the start of, you know, a great friendship and a relationship with Honda, as well as it just exploded our, you know, demo CD and got us to our label and to our management, and just a lot of great things came out of it, so it was amazing.
It's a great story, and I mean, deservedly so. Having heard the CD, if this had been an independently released CD, I would have said, these guys need bigger machine to get them out into the world. Yeah. I would sign them if I had a label. That's kind of what I was thinking, but incredible stuff. And again, tonight at the Blind Pig, you can see Run River North, their first live show that is headlining, I suppose. It maybe came through.
Yeah.
We don't know. We did Acoustic Cafe.
Yeah.
Happy to have you here. We'd like to close with one more.
Yeah. We're going to play Excuses, and it's a passive-aggressive response to people that don't show up to your party.
All right. Run River North in Studio A2 on 107.1.
Town, you weren't even there, like you said you would, and I do, I really care, pretend it doesn't hurt, I smile because it's easy, don't ask me what's wrong, there's enough without me telling you, everyone has a reason, everyone has a cold, stares that never leave, and a face they never show, late till you get caught, you're selfish till you're dead, speaking way too fast, you've gotten what you said, but you said, oh no, acting like a fool, oh no, it's just hard to face the truth, oh no, I'm still acting like a fool, oh no, I'm just scared of losing you. Felt the same, been there before, meant to call your name, but kept silent till the morning. I know your mama's sick, and you're scared of poverty, but you're speaking like a child, petty and ugly. Well, everyone has a reason, everyone has a cold, stares that never leave, and a face they never show. Play till you get caught, and you're selfish till you're dead. Speaking way too fast, gotten what you said, but you said, oh no, acting like a fool, oh no, it's just hard to face the truth, oh no, I'm still acting like a fool, oh no, I'm just scared. You could tell me lies and I won't even know, you could tell the truth and you would only hear. You could tell me lies and I won't even know it. You could tell the truth and no one really cares. You could tell me lies, I won't even know it. You could tell the truth, you would only hear. You could tell me lies, I won't even know it. You could tell the truth, no one really cares. Like a fool, oh no, it's just hard to face the truth, oh no, I'm still acting like a fool, oh no, I'm just scared of losing you.
Run River North in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1 track called Excuses. And again, no excuses not to come to the Blind Pig tonight. It's going to be a great show just based on what I saw here. Thank you so much for making my day better.
Thank you for having us.
I'm not sure it's going to get better than this, even though you know what I'm doing later.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm wishing I might be in town instead.
I might, just a little bit.
I don't know. I'm a little jealous of people who get to see the show tonight. Thank you again. Fantastic stuff. Back to music in just a couple minutes on 107.1.